It's Granger Smith, Bear Country, 95.3. It is 7:52. Mick from Montague Webworks is in the Bear Country studios. What up, buddy?
Hi, Kevin.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're going to go online, and we're going to check out a website this morning. But first, we're starting up a bit of a series here with the Montague Webworks website the week segment. So what do you want to do, Mick?
All right. Well, once a year, around this time of year in January, I stop the presses. I stop the show. He's gesticulating with his hands out in front of him to talk about individuals' websites, like for listeners, if they have a website, to reflect on their own website and look at that in terms of how it appears to people. Does it do the job? Do you do searches for yourself, etc.?
Right.
And over the years, I've written actually a little black book. Some of my customers will have, or most of my customers will have copies. Some people that go to the chamber will have copies of this little black spiral book called Montague Webworks Web Tips and SEO Tricks. So I'd thought that this year, in all of February and March, we would go through these articles in a sort of educational fashion and talk about, you know, things
that
you could
do
quiz for your website. There could be.
Oh, boy.
I could do that at the end.
All right, I'm taking notes then.
The winner could get something from Montague Webworks. He's rustling papers over there. So, so we'll be going over, and so that's the future. That's February and March. But today, I would like to do the thing where we talk about individuals' websites. And the thing that you should, as an owner of a business or anyone that has a website that does anything, maybe it's a nonprofit or you got a little project that you're working on or you sell soap or something, is to hand your device, your tablet or your phone, or have a friend come over or call them up on the phone and say, look at my website and pretend that you are looking for the thing that I do and tell me what you think. You know, does it entice you to buy? Does it look terrible? Does it not work on the phone?
Are you having a hard time finding it?
Yeah. And then do a search for it. And you know, how far up do you come in the search engines based on what you do? I mean, maybe you got to change the terms that you know, so do these kind of forensic things. And then also go to Google and just type in the name of your business and see whether or not you get what they call the info map on the right side, where it has like photos and your contact information, your hours of op, you know, and make sure that that's
phone number.
So these are things that we cover in the book and that we're going to cover going forward. But
nice.
Today, that's what I would say is to hand your website over to somebody and a friend, a trusted friend, and say, what do you think?
Right, that independent eye.
The independent eye. And then consider, you know, what your options are. You know, do you want to, you know, whoever helped you with it say, hey, can you fix this? Or, you know, or contact us. And, you know, obviously that's why I'm here to talk to you about stuff. So that's what we're going to talk about in the next 9 or so weeks.
Excellent. We'll look forward to that. You know, we're looking forward to a great event here in Greenfield this weekend, Mick.
That's right.
The Winter Carnival.
Which is a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. I talked to Christy earlier this morning about the annual event this year. It's the 96th annual Winter Carnival. And if people want more information, because we've got to mention a website.
That's right.
When we're talking.
That's true.
So it's kind of essential.
It's traditional.
Yeah, traditional. Greenfieldrecreation.com.
Greenfieldrecreation.com.
If you want
more information. And what would you find if you went there, Kevin?
You would find some information about this weekend's Winter Carnival.
That's right.
It starts on Friday. It goes all the way through Sunday. If you are going to the parade, or maybe you're in the parade on Friday night through downtown Greenfield, and you make a wrong turn, it might be Mick's fault because he's directing traffic.
That's right. I'll be volunteering out there with Donna, who's on the committee. They do a great job. Christy does an amazing job. And I'll be helping direct traffic. And for the chili contest, I'll be serving chili.
Ooh, we'll look for you there too.
Yeah, and checking out the fireworks. I mean, the good thing about the first day is you got this cool parade where each car, by the way, little piece of trivia, minimum of 500 lights on each car.
Wow.
So you can do the math as they go by, how many lights are lit up as they go down the parade. But then we go to the park and
Beacon Field,
and they have a bonfire and they got marshmallows and then they have fireworks. And the cool thing is that you're way up there under the trees. There's no leaves in the trees, so you just look straight up overhead and they're blowing up right over your head. That's quite thrilling to be near a bonfire.
All right, greenfieldrecreation.com. Mick, remember, is on our 30% off store here at Bear Country 95.3. You'll find the link at bear953.com. Be well, Mick.
That's right. See you next week.
7:57.